Chassidus was revolutionary, not just the fact that it revealed new information, but it took everything that existed before and shone a new light on it. You had to all of a sudden go back to what you thought you already knew and look at it all over again, because it changed it changed the perspective on everything you knew before. The same thing, what the Rebbe is telling us in these talks towards that especially in that year, starting, you know, like from Chav Kas Nesen to Chav Zayin Adar, in that year, the things that the Rebbe is saying is that everything you have to retool, rethink your whole understanding of Chassidus. Because you're basically, you were working even with Chassidus, you're working with Chassidus as a way of dealing with darkness and galus, and that was even one of the reasons why Chassidus had to be revealed, is in order to combat the greater darkness. You're dealing with your whole perspective, even on Chassidus, is influenced by your galus experience and as a means of combating galus. Now that Rebbe is saying that we passed that. Now you have to re-look at everything you knew before and rethink it in context of the job is already done, and now we have to get ready to move to the next stage, which is the coming of Mashiach and all the revelations associated with that. So it really means rethinking, like you say, you know, why am I working? Why am I, you know, rethinking how Chassidus explains what it means, the reason why you have to go make a living. And the Chassidus says, the reason why you're learning and you're davening, where are you at? What do you expect to accomplish? How much could you expect to accomplish? Are you selling yourself short because you're still looking at yourself in terms of what you're capable of in learning and Avodas Hashem? Are you expecting much less from yourself than because of the fact that you see yourself in the Galus continuum, and in the Galus continuum you are at the bottom of the pile. You're the tail end of all of that darkness and misery, and so you're like at the spiritual, you're at the lowest point that you could possibly hit spiritually. So if that's how you look at yourself, so your expectations will be of yourself and your Torah and your mitzvahs and your tzedakah giving and anything. It'll be colored and influenced by that. If you're looking at yourself as we're the people who are getting ready to accept and make the transition to Yemei HaMashiach and experience all the greatest spiritual revelations, and in fact the Rebbe says, is telling us how in many ways these things are already here and already accessible to us, at least if we make the effort of opening our eyes and seeing it, that we can connect to things that people who in and of themselves were on a higher spiritual level than us did not have access to. Not because we're on a higher spiritual level, but because of where we're at. You know, it's the guy who, when the house is under construction, it's still under construction, and you want to live in a house that's not the roof isn't on yet and there aren't windows yet. It's going to be difficult. But once the house is under construction, so you don't have to be, anybody could go in. Once the house is finished, so everybody has access to it. Everybody has, it's available to all. It's just you have to put yourself in that place. It's not going to work. Maybe someday it will, but it's not going to work in the way that you always thought, that you're going to wake up one day and all you're going to want to do is meditate on godliness. Right? The Rambam says, "Lo yi'ezek kol ha'olam ela das Hashem b'lvad." The entire world will be involved in only in the pursuit of the knowledge of God. Right? So somehow you always imagine that I'm a nobody, I'm a lowlife, I'm a grubby young, or whatever the colorful Hasidic impredations that you could pile on yourself, which also lets you off the hook from certain things. But officially, that's not why we do it, but it also works that way. But the point is that actually, the idea was you're going to wake up one day and you're not going to be that anymore. Now you're going to be, you're just going to walk around and say, God, I want to know more. Doesn't work that way. You have to make that transition yourself. To some degree, whatever Kabbalah's Pnei Mashiach involves, it involves making the transition to some degree on your own, and not just waiting for the alarm clock to ring, and now, I'm not that guy anymore. I'm this guy. That's not the system. The system is that even the revelations of Mashiach are supposed to come through Avodah. And Avodah, not, again, we say the word Avodah right away, so thinking, ugh, hard, miserable. That is always, since emphasizes Avodah, means you. Yeah, there's a certain amount of effort that's involved. We're not saying it's going to be effortless, but the point is that the effort is in, in reclaiming what's yours, what's available. You know, the guy who wins the lottery ticket, he has to make an effort. He has to call, he has to go down. He has to visit the bank, and he has to, hey, it's hard, I gotta go here, I gotta go there, right? They don't come with a truck and bring it up to your house, and right? You have to make the, so you think that feels like work? You think it feels like work when the guy, oh, you have to call the, you have to, they want me to come down, they want me to go here, they want me to go there, you know, this effort for a couple hundred million, like, I mean, please, what's, it's too much. No one thinks that way. It doesn't feel like effort, it feels like when you know that this is it, you know, so yes, you're actually playing it out on the physical plane, and there is an effort involved, but the effort is not effort-like, it's a joyous experience, as the Rebbe says.
Yeah, you're supposed to. It actually has to feel like that. If it doesn't feel like that.
So the Rebbe says, here it works the other way. You have to feel like that, and then it happens. In the world, you think that when it'll happen, boy, will I feel that way. The way it works is, by a Jew, when you feel that way, then it happens. That's how it works. The opposite of the way, of the normal traditional way, of malacha, al-pidarach ha-tev. First you have to make the kelim, and you have to make the this, you have to make the that. And then Chassidus talks about being careful not to make kelim that are too big, or kelim that are too small, and you have to figure out the right size of the kelim. How much do you need? Do you have ambitions to be rich? Don't you have ambitions to be rich? Chassidus says, it's not a good idea for everyone to have ambitions to be rich. Because it's like someone who's wearing clothes that are too long, and you could trip over them. All of a sudden you have to be making all these questions, but it's all about, you got to make the kelim, and then it's going to come. Here the Rebbe says, first you have to be the kelim. And then it'll come, and the kelim will take care of itself. Everything else will take care of itself. It's not about the kelim begashmis. It's about claiming what's yours by being there, putting yourself there, celebrating your fortune, and then your fortune will be there.